Eggs are good? Really? But what about the cholesterol? This is when we found out that there are two types of cholesterol. There's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And you know what occurred to me at the time? Bullshit. I was supposed to believe that one cholesterol wears a white hat and the other wears a black hat, and they go around in our systems and have a shootout. Unbelievable. But here's an interesting fact. In the time period that people stopped eating eggs, there was an epidemic of a disease called macular degeneration, which makes people lose their sight. Apparently, the doctors on the no-egg bandwagon didn't realize that you need eggs to see shit. Brilliant. Now, of course, not everyone got macular degeneration from not eating eggs. The reason for that, and this is what the doctors have always seemed to forget, is that everybody's health in this world is totally different. What's good for one of you could kill the person sitting next to you right now. My health, your health, everybody's health is unique. In short, we are all like snowflakes. Medically speaking, we are beautiful, no two are alike works of art. When thrown together, however, we eventually become slush. Filthy, disgusting puddles of thick gray water that can ruin both your shoes and your life. That said, in my vast experience, and after years of painstaking research, I've concluded that there are only two general rules of health that actually pertain to everybody. The first is that the good die young, but pricks live forever. John F. Kennedy and Strom Thurmond immediately come to mind, but feel free to insert your own family members in there. Anyway, in order to ensure your longevity, follow this simple plan. Pick out a kid who lives nearby, and every time you see him on the street, run outside and scream, "Get out of here, you little shit!" Trust me on this. It's better than taking vitamins. The second rule is a bit more complicated and takes some real dedication to carry out. And that is, if you masturbate 20 times a day, you will never make it out of your front door. You might be able to make it to the door, but when you try to squeeze the handle, you'll pass out. I know this because before I was on TV, I supervised this very study at the renowned Lewis Black Research Center. It was all very official. The study was conducted while I was wearing a standard-issue lab coat complete with a rectal thermometer in the breast pocket. Let me assure you, these results are written in stone. I ran the same test 3 days in a row, and there was never a deviation. Science can be very, very messy, but it's also very, very important. I should note at this time that the above results are merely for men. Women, I believe, have a higher threshold for enjoyment, and their masturbation to pass out ratio is 30 to 1. Granted, this is all conjecture, as I've not been able to get any female volunteers to agree to come to my lab. The quest for truth, therefore, goes on. Look for the results in the next book.